And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's wild and wonderful. What's going to happen? We have no idea. Let's sit back and enjoy the ride. Can I get a Wowzer Bowser Wednesday? Because God is in charge of this crazy bus called the Christian Journey. First, let's go back to the classics with this teaching about Manasseh, which is amazing because Dynamite D had something that he asked me about Manasseh, and he did that off the air, and it just turns out that today I'm answering that question. It's pretty simple, by the way. He was the worst king that Judah ever had, paying no attention to the Lord. However, in his stupidity, he reached a point of major distress. When he sincerely sought God and humbled himself, we'd understand that God would still hear him, and God still hears us, even if we do things as bad as Manasseh. And by the way, remember that you're not as bad as you think. God brought deliverance for him, and Manasseh knew it was from God, and you know that God has brought deliverance for you. So next, to gain a deeper understanding, we're going to dive also into Lamentations chapter 3, not just quoting one verse, but looking at six verses together. In our struggles, God's grace and mercy sustain us, and his love and compassion keep us going. Clearly, God is good to us. And finally, ultimately, we come to an understanding that everything we go through has a reflection of the life of Jesus Christ. Our lives are like mirrors to the life of Jesus. Sometimes powerful and positive elements emerge, while other times deep pains become a part of our journey. The key to remember is our reflection of Jesus is in this. He came humbly first, and when he comes again, that humility will change into honor. He is our example that before we are exalted, we are humbled. And that is the plan of God.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? And that counts. You can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that call, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Talking to Dynamite D is like when the Lord puts on your heart a worship song and you hear it a bunch of times in a row and it just blesses you one after another and it's just a blessing to hear it. Well, that's what it's like to talk to Dynamite D.
I like that one, Dave.
That's a good one, right? I told you there wouldn't be any new ones. That's not entirely true.
I was thinking that. I was like, I don't know if I heard that one.
Yeah, you didn't hear that one before. By the way, I want about 350. Okay, here we go. All right. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, if you want, you can call up and share a praise report. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It's a great venue to do it because you can share. And nobody's going to jump down your throat or, oh, you didn't say that perfectly. Welcome to my world. 4,500 hours and not a single one that's flawless. That's how it's been the last 10 years. So here's how this goes. You come, you call, you share. If the Lord's done something great or doing something great, encouraging you, tell others. It's a blessing. People love it. All right? If you've got a prayer request, you know what we got? We got more people than we can combine our faith. And I can tell you one thing that's solid and for sure. The more faith, the better. And we can take and petition the Lord and ask for his help. We'll do it with expectation and faith, but we'll also do it with submission because it's his will that needs to be done, not ours. But doesn't mean you can't ask. Doesn't mean you can't pursue. And you have to have faith to even start the process. Additionally, if you've got something that's going on, you just want to share it. Not a complaining kind of thing. It's not a kvetch fest, okay? What it is it's all about encouraging one another, strengthening one another, as we know the return of the Lord is getting closer and closer, and be a blessing to one another and help one another because we need each other. Remember, there's two commandments that Jesus gave in summation. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. But in John 13, 34, and 35, he said, a new commandment I give to you. Love one another as I have loved you. That's more intense than you loving your neighbor as yourself. So think about that in those terms and love one another through it. Plus, by the way, we also do this trivia thing. People seem to enjoy it. I know. All right. So we already did the one, the 10 commandments were given to Israel through Moses. Okay. Here's your follow-up question. The 10 commandments were given to Moses on what mountain? On what mountain were the 10 commandments given? 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We do have somebody that is calling in. I do want to point out something. Jenny Johnson did something fabulous. She found a little bit of a flaw in our podcast. And so on the podcast thingy-mabobby that we have on our website, I've added two other links to make sure everybody gets everything. So I'm just making sure everybody knows I've not corrected it, but added more stuff. But it's on the website, the podcast. It should work out just fine. But there was a little flaw there. I can't change it. Oh, well, what are you going to do? All right, somebody ready to answer a trivia question? Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Gary. I'm doing. I'm feeling good. I like that we had somebody call from San Diego. I like that the show is moving along. I like it. It's just like, okay, that's good, as we just bring it all before the Lord. So I'm feeling good in my heart. I'm not sure I'm going to work out because I'm feeling kind of lazy, but we'll see how that goes. I'll have to wait and see on that one. All right, my brother, how are you feeling? Any different? Same? Because you sound good. You know, you go up and down, but you sound all right. How you doing?
Well, I'm going to keep praying.
Don't you love that I ask you that all the time? Doesn't that just drive you crazy? Like, stop asking me.
I've got a doctor's appointment tomorrow.
That's good. All right. Well, we'll definitely pray for that. Okay. That's something that we'd also pray for. All right. Let's do the triv question. 10 commandments was given to Mo, but on what mountain were they given?
Mount Sinai.
That is correct, Amundo! You are right, sir. On Mount Sinai. Now, originally I was going to drop in the question, was it 10, 12, or like Mel Brooks thought, 15? And then I thought, better not do that. Because he does that one where he goes, there's 15, and then he trips and drops one. He goes, 10 commandments. That's a classic.
Well, there were 10 of them.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm saying. All right. All right, my brother, let's pray for you. I want to pray for your doctor's appointment and your health. Let's do it.
Okay.
Father, we come before you right now. Lift up our precious brother, Gary. We love him. We ask you to bless him. He's got a doctor's appointment. Lord, he's got to get there. And so we just ask you to help create provision for him, create opportunity. Let there be nothing that hinders him from getting to the doctor. And let him do better physically. If you don't heal him, Lord, he's not going to get better. That's just the bottom line that we understand. And we are asking you to be Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. Just like you teach us in Exodus 15:26, and that through the stripes of Jesus Christ, we find that healing. We find that in 1 Peter 2:24. And we're asking you, please, to bring that healing into his life. That's exactly what Moses said to you for healing for his sister. He said, please. Well, we're saying the same thing. Numbers 12, 13, please bring healing for Gary. We are petitioning you to do it and to bless and encourage him in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. I've been praying for all of you, and I'll continue to pray for you.
Thank you, bro. God bless you.
Okay. God bless you.
All right. Excellent call. Always great to hear from Gary. I mean, he's just a great guy. Love him. All right. So we are going to do our DNA. We're just going to see where the flow goes. I probably have figured out now whatever the flow goes.
Every show day.
It's just like whatever happens. DNA. So one day my brother called me and I was driving home, and this is just when everything was going absolutely bonkers with COVID and everything else. Okay. I'm just telling you what's going on. And so he said, how do you handle the day to day? What do you like? How do you handle it? Like, what do you do? How do you process? And so while I was talking to him, these three things came out, and I thought those three things are pretty good. These three things I'm going to share, and they're like the building blocks of what Christians should be, the DNA, you know, the building blocks kind of mentality. So here they are. D stands for, number one, draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day, spend some time with the guy in the sky. Just every day that ends with Y, spend some time with the guy in the sky. Just spend time. And I'm not talking about interrupted time. So I was praying today and then do my prayer time. And I'm pretty secluded on it, but Birdie was barking like crazy. And so I was laughing because I know when that happens, I'm going to take that extra 5 minutes and pray it in the car where, you know, I'm not, you know, paying attention. I think I turn off all things except for my eyeballs and just pray. And I just think it's funny. You got to have separated time unto the Lord, where you can hear and you can express and pour it out before him. That's D for the DNA. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. That is, I have been saying it for 10 years and we'll say it for till I'm done. The target right now is not as political as you think. It's much more of a spiritual warfare going on. The ultimate goal is to stop the word of God, the gospel, from being spread and stop people proclaiming biblical truth. Okay? Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words ever. And then A, always be ready
to serve.
To serve, which means other people matter, OPM, so that you are not just focused on yourself, but doing exactly what Jesus said, on focusing on other people, helping carry their burdens, so fulfill the law of Christ and reflect Jesus Christ. And when you pour yourself into others, we said this the other day, when you invest into others, God gives the return to you and blesses you for your willingness to invest in others. So it's like, that is just how we should be living, period, right? I mean, that's like, okay, that's a good idea, right? Okay. All right, now, we did that. I am going to actually break because this teaching is so, the beginning part's a little discouraging. So we'll break here and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Taking a short break. Don't go anywhere. Just
as I am. Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at year end indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously, or in Proverbs where it teaches that a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can, right here on KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. We've got so much to cover. We're going to do our trivia question. I do want to do a quick shout out. So yesterday we talked about Jim and Cassandra, who are from the Rambler Rose Cabins. They did. They sent me a very, very nice email. Very, very appreciative. I actually took the clip and kind of clipped it for him and sent it to him. But just please keep praying for them. Okay, RamblerRoseCabins.com. That's their website, and they do cabins and tiny homes and garages and, you know, horse barns and sheds, storage sheds and barns. And so they're a younger company. They're not necessarily younger themselves. They're just a younger company trying to get going, and they need all the prayer, okay, all the prayer that they can get. Get that? So just be praying for them, praying for Jim and Cassandra and Rambler Rose Cabins. We are hearing something, so I'll check with my technician. It says every few seconds for a fraction or so, it's kind of hiccuping. So I don't
over,
know.
Over the air?
Yeah, I don't know if it's the air or the app, so I have to check. So, yeah, Aunt Deb, you got to tell me if it's the air or the app. I don't, because if it's on the air, you can't. It's beyond us. If it's the app, it's beyond us.
Yeah.
Actually,
really
no matter what it is, it's beyond us right now.
You're pretty
but
that's
okay. So just pretend I'm going like this. Okay, every few seconds, and that you'll be fine. Okay, trivia question. This is a good one. How many years did the Babylonian captivity last? Now, before you answer that, okay, this is according to Jeremiah, how many years they were in captivity. So I'm going to make it easy for you, kind of. Was it 70, 700, or 7,000 years? 70, that's right, the last one's a gimme. 70, 700, or 7,000. You're lucky I didn't say 7 billion years, because I could have said that. That would have been funny. Anyway, if you think you know, we just want people to know what the answers are. We're not looking for – if you think you know, 972-445-0770. That would be the number to call. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Okay, so if you're listening on the apps or you're listening through the station or whatever the case may be, just give us a holler. That's fine. We'll let you know. 972-445. You know, I can say that so fast because it's how it is. Because how
just
it's
goes
set
like,
up,
it
right?
It just goes right together.
972-445. What? That's right. Want to say it again? Yeah. What? Again? Okay. 972-445-0770. I can recite the entire encyclopedia in 1 second. Want to see it? Want to see it again? Okay. 214-210-8483. 214-210-8483. Or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Got to get into the teaching. I'm having a hard time getting into our teachings. Isn't that terrible? All right. I just want to talk about this guy, Manasseh. I just want you guys to understand what's going on. I'm just going to read bits and pieces. This is all coming out of 2 Chronicles 33, 2 through 13. If I read it wrong, you'll know. Or you do your best to follow, because I'm going to have to skip because of time. So just don't get mad about that. First thing it is, 2 Chronicles 33, 2 through 13. Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king. He reigned in Jerusalem 55 years. Verse 2, he did evil in the eyes of the Lord, following the detestable practices of the nations the Lord had driven out before the Israelites. I'm just going to go verse to verse. He rebuilt the high places. He built altars out in the courts and in the temples. He sacrificed children in the valley of Ben-Hinnom. He practiced divination and witchcraft. He sought omens. He consulted mediums and spiritualists. He did much evil in the eyes of the Lord. He took the image he had made and put it in God's temple, of which God said to David and to Solomon, never do that. He will never do any of those things. Manasseh led Judah and the people of Jerusalem astray, so they did more evil than the nations the Lord had destroyed before the Israelites. The Lord spoke to Manasseh and his people, but they paid no attention. This guy was bad. Now, I've talked about him before, and I just want you to know, bad. I mean, this is bad, bad, right? You and I, we're not, this is bad, bad. That's what I'm trying to say to you, okay? In all of that, look at what happens. Verse 11 is what I want you to focus on. So the Lord brought against them the army commanders of the king of Assyria, who took Manasseh prisoner, put a hook in his nose, bound him with bronze shackles, and took him to Babylon. In his distress, he sought the favor of the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his ancestors. And when he prayed to God, the Lord was moved by his entreaty and listened to his plea. So he brought him back to Jerusalem and to his kingdom. And then Manasseh knew that the Lord is God. Here's what's amazing. People are always looking for a new beginning, a fresh start. It's pretty norm, especially in our society with reset buttons and, you know, your phone doesn't work. What do? You turn it on and off. What's the major thing that IT tells you? And I've talked about this before, almost the same way. What does IT tell you as soon as you talk to them? Did you shut it off and turn it back on? I mean, it's like somehow that fixes about 80% of computers and stuff like that. It's weird, right? But for Christians and for believers, this principle is outstanding. When you're doing it wrong and it's not going right, there is an easy way to find a new beginning. And that is to, just like we talked about in the last one, humble yourself before the Lord, be totally sincere about it, ask for help, and God will deliver you. And he will give you a fresh start. So there's some of you out there that listen to my voice going, Dave, I'm pretty sensitive to the Lord, and, you know, I've done that numerous times, and it still seems like I'm going through it. I totally understand. Do it again. Is that your advice? Yes. Do it again. Humble yourself again. Recognize him again. Seek the favor of the Lord again. Pray to him. Be sincere. Let your entreaty be not one of complaint, but one of surrender to him. If the Lord wanted you to go through what you're going through, and he came to you and he said, if the Lord came to me in a room and said, David, I want you for the next year to go through all of this stuff because this is what I've ordained. Out of the end of it, I'll work it out for good, but you still got to go through a certain amount of process to get there. Okay, I'm leaving now. Bye, David. And then he goes, right? Would I just say, yes, Lord? Would I humble myself and say, not mine, but thy will be done? Would I yield? Would I thank him for all things? Because that's his will. And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Would I obey 1 Thessalonians 5:18? We're looking for new beginnings. This guy, 60 trillion times worse than that. Than any of us. 55 years a king and worst king there ever was. Worst! Oh, you don't understand, Dave. You don't understand the political cycle. You're not getting this. He took his children and cooked them. Okay, you getting that? Okay, just get that picture. Just want you to see that, right? This guy, super, super, super bad, right? But when he humbled himself and sincerely sought the Lord had mercy. You want to find a new beginning? Wow. You want to find a whole new process, a whole new a freshness? It's amazing because in Acts chapter 3, when you get in there, Peter talks about that when we repent, that refreshness comes from the presence of the Lord. I was just like, Ben, that's what some of us just need. And it might not even be repentance for some drastic sin. It might be just a repentance because we're telling God we're sick and tired of what we're going through instead of just saying, yes, Lord. So it might not be, you know, you've done this horrible, you sacrificed children before the Lord. It might just be attitude. It might be a lack of patience. It might be a lack of trust. Uh-oh. And then you go back to the Job line, which everybody hates. Though God slay me, yet will I trust him. Well, we can quote it. The question is, can we live it? You can say it, but do you believe it? Right? That's a big difference. And so sometimes the answer is just to come before the Lord and say, that's what, and I told you guys this, that's what I did when I got my drug deliverance. It's like, you know, this isn't going well for me. This is not, we're good. I like doing this stuff. It's really bad. Got to help me. If you don't help me, I ain't getting helped. I'm not going to be helped. I got nothing else. But it was just laying it all down. And I'm just, what I'm trying to communicate is I'm not trying to make anybody feel guilty. So don't, you know, that it's a natural, you know, offshoot of the things I do just because I was raised Jewish. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. To just bring it. Just lay it there. Just bring it before the Lord. You don't have to be justified in your actions. The sin for Job, if you look at Job 32, his sin that he was most identified with is he justified himself rather than God. It doesn't matter why you. It's just as easy to say, why not you? Maybe God's bragging about you. I don't know. Lay it before him. Let him be the Lord, even of the frustration. Okay, that's just fair. All right, the answer to the trivia question, by the way, how many years did the Babylonian captivity last? Was it 70, 700, or 7,000? The answer is 70, 70. The answer is 70. First of all, 7,000, I think pretty much everybody knows that was a gimme. And then 700, no, that's way, way, way too long. Okay, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
Philip shares the gospel. In that gospel presentation is a proclamation about baptism, no matter what anybody says. That's just the reality of this text. He gets baptized, and the Holy Spirit catches Philip away, and the eunuch never sees him again. Okay? Does he go away miraculously? You can't define it as an absolute, but it sure seems that way. Doesn't matter, because why? The text says he never saw him again. That's what the text says. God will use people in your lives for a moment to make a change in your life, and you will never see them or hear from them again. That's what you got to recognize. God will use you in people's lives for a one-time encounter that will make that will accomplish that which the Lord desires to accomplish, that will do plant some form of seed that God has in mind, and that's the intent, and you'll never see him again. You think, well, I don't know what the value of that was. That's why divine appointments are divine appointments and not human evaluations, because God uses the most unique circumstances, even one-time, one-and-done circumstances, to plant seeds in people's lives throughout their journey on the earth, to reach them and speak to them and to encourage them. You getting that? Sometimes God will bring somebody into your life and it's just for a brief moment. And that's the purpose and that's the intent. You don't fully understand, nor do I, nor does any human being, why the Lord has people cross paths the way he does. But remember, He is God. And so he knows what person needs to have what encounter at what juncture in their life. All of this is to say the Lord is the coordinator. It wasn't Philip. It wasn't the eunuch, so to speak. I mean, it was a strategic placement of a Christian in a position to reach a secretary of the treasury in Ethiopia to have a salvation opportunity. And nobody could ever predict that. But God set the whole thing up. And then he's done. And it's so amazing because the scripture says he never saw Philip again. That's it. One and done. See you, buddy. God bless. And it was all part of the plan of God. Some people get saved in one church, and then they end up going to another church shortly thereafter, and that church is really instrumental in their growth, but not their decision. Totally normal. Nothing weird about that whatsoever. You're normal. It's normal. Because the Lord is in charge, and he's not asking anybody's permission. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for our next trivia question. Better get ready for this one. You guys, you've got to think. This is going to be your tough one. Remember, the fourth one in the entire show, usually the toughest one, so get ready. We just talked about how many years the Babylonian captivity lasted. It lasted 70 years. After the Babylonian captivity, who was the first Persian governor to proclaim the return of the Jews? And who's the first one that talked about it? Was that, just listen carefully, Nebuchadnezzar, Cyrus, or Ronald McDonald? Nebuchadnezzar, I know, Cyrus. That's such a giveaway, though, right? Or Ronald McDonald.
We can just exit out the last guy.
I'll start putting him in different places. So, after the Babylonian captivity, who was the first Persian governor to proclaim the return of the Jews? Was it Nebuchadnezzar or Cyrus? Okay, that's your.
Can we play too much?
I know. Can I send them to the website first, or can we? Yeah, we can do that real quickly. So here, I want you to know. So if you want, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. Of course, send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you over to the website. On the website, there is a place to give. Here's my encouragement. Use it. Okay, good. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Given, it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Take a step of faith, and you will be amazed that the Lord does help people in different ways. Not always financial, I'm just saying. So give, and it shall be given back to you. That's the key in the text. Check it out on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
I feel very insulated right now. Somebody ready to answer a trivia question? Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Steven here to pick up an order of Cyrus.
That is I got to give you $1 million for that one. That's a good one right there. I'm here to pick up an order of Cyrus. Thank you. Excellent job. Now, granted,
your credit's good with me.
Yeah, Ronald McDonald, not so great. I mean, that wasn't a great answer. I mean, what am I supposed to do with that? But Nebuchadnezzar was a good question because it's like, oh, that guy was involved in a lot. But nope, it was Cyrus. Excellent job, my brother. How you doing, by the way? You doing well?
Wonderful, thank you.
Awesome. Well, we will keep praying for you. Everybody should be praying for Stephen. He's a blessing. And you want to pray that the Lord continues to. He needs it, and you got to pray for him. Lord, bless our brother Stephen in the name of Jesus Christ. That's my prayer. Simple and sweet, right? Excellent
Amen.
Job, brother. Good work.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Now you really do got to pray for Stephen, by the way. So you can't just say, look, you have to take you. Paul says, I mention you in prayer. It's not like you got to spend 4 hours praying.
Speaking of which, Deborah said she was praying for us, and I told her we need it. So yeah, thank you, Deborah.
We need it. You have no idea how. I can't. I don't even want to talk about the attacks have been kind of weird, like the spiritual attacks. I'm just gonna just like skip by that. Okay. And here's the reason why. Just pray for me. What I want is somebody petitioning the Lord because He's the creator of the universe, and I don't care about the rest of the stuff. I care about the creator of the universe because He can do anything. See, that's why I like that. See, all right, we'll do our history. We are going to do jokes, though, in that last little segment. I'm just telling you right now, I have two jokes I can't pass up on. But let's do history real fast. Let's go live in the past. Let's go live in the past. All right, real quickly for today. Today is National Sponge Cake Day. So that's – I like sponge cake.
You like
cake.
That? Okay.
Yeah, I do. I do. But the problem with sponge cake is – for me, I can throw a bunch of stuff on top of it, you
oh,
know,
wow.
like
fruits
you know,
and stuff.
Yeah, or well, like you know, like chocolate frosting
okay.
and stuff. Anything that can
go through the
that can hold. Yeah, that's the problem right there. Buttered corn day, yes.
Yes.
National cheap flight day,
like it.
Okay, if I can find one.
If you could find one, especially
Sounds
nowadays.
Sounds good. Let's see. I love this. I remember this one. 1859, the first hotel passenger elevator is installed and completed on the Fifth Avenue Hotel in New York in 1859. That's just
wow.
so weird. 1977, first man-powered flight of at least a mile.
Hmm.
That's so weird, right? I think stuff like that's weird. And then I like this. 1984, Reaganomics, United States President Ronald Reagan on liberals. He said, you know, we could say that they spend money like drunken sailors, but that would really be unfair to drunken sailors. Okay. Moving on. Let's get into the text, please. So we just talked about how you do a fresh start. And I want you to catch this. You guys know this. This isn't new territory. It's not new material. All our material is 2,000 years or older. I mean, it's 2,000 years old or older. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 19 through 25. And typically we will quote one verse out of this, but there are seven verses that are worthy of note in this same text. Lamentations, that's the little book after Jeremiah, but before Ezekiel. And this is what Lamentations 3, 19 through 25 says. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I will remember them, and I will remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. So what you need to do is just, as the writer is writing, and one thing great about Jeremiah is he's the writer that had more emotional bent than almost any other. He's like, I remember my afflictions. I remember my wanderings, my bitterness and my gall. So the afflictions are things that he's going through. The wanderings are wandering aimlessly on some kind of subject matter or something that's going on in life. I'm sure none of you have ever wandered aimlessly about anything ever, so it probably doesn't apply to you. Oh, wait, maybe it does. And then there's a bitterness that can develop from that. And so he says, I will remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. In other words, inside of me, I feel like I'm being pulled down by gravity. So Lamentations chapter 3, 19 and 20. And so Jeremiah is expressing frustration as a follower of the Lord. He's just saying, I'm going through this. Verse 21 is the pivot. And we've talked about this before. Yet I call this to mind, and therefore I have hope. So while he's got afflictions, which are outside of him, while he's wandering, which is like walking aimlessly, while there's bitterness, and this is all verse 19, and gall, and the bitterness is a result of the affliction and the wandering, I remember them well. My soul is downcast within me. I'm down, man. I'm not up. I'm down. Yet I call this to mind, and therefore I have hope. So what he does is he says, I am putting this in my thoughts. I am putting this in my mind. Don't forget that the majority of this war is not in your hand or in your foot or in your knee. It's in your head. It's between your left and right ear where the everyday Armageddon is going on. And so he says, I call this to mind, and therefore I have hope. In other words, I put this in my brain, and this sustains me. Verse 22, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. So understand, when it says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, every single person that has ever lived, except for Jesus Christ, deserves to be consumed. Period. Everyone, except for Jesus Christ, who has ever sinned once. But we are not consumed because God's great love. And his compassions never fail. God never stops having compassion for you. It's funny because a lot of people think, well, the Lord has compassion on me right up until I said yes and I became a Christian. And now that I'm a Christian, he has less compassion for me. That's absurd. The Lord doesn't have less compassion. The Lamentations 3, chapter 3, verse 22. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. Verse 23, they are new every morning. Every morning, it's new. Just think, every morning you start and you just go, okay, reboot, reset, restart, let's go. I can do nothing about what was. I actually can do nothing about what will be, but I can walk hand in hand for what is. I can do nothing about what was. I can do nothing about what will be, but I can walk hand in hand with him for what is. So they are new every morning, and great is your faithfulness. How great! The faithfulness of God never ever fails. And then we usually stop there, which is weird because look at these next two verses. Lamentations 3:24. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Well, I want this. I want this amount. I want this thing. I want this person. I want this job. I want this. 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 The Lord is my portion. Not things. Not created things or creatures of the Creator, but the Creator himself is our portion. So I'm going to wait. Ooh. And then look at verse 25. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. And by the way, to seek, you get this in Colossians 3, 1 and 2, is to set your mind to it. Seek first the kingdom of God. Set your mind to it. The Lord is good to those who hope in him. What's hope? Better tomorrow. I mean, I like that definition because it's simple. Faith is active for now. Hope is for a better tomorrow. That's good. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. So looking for that new start, and then we talked about Manasseh, and then you go all the way back to that repentance part. And why this is so important, why this is like critical, is because we need to, like, live like this. You know, I know it's a plaque on the wall. I get it. I think it's very cool that on some of the plaques it's like that. And usually it's Lamentations 3, you know, 22 and 23. Cool. But if you use 19 through 25 and go through each section, you get to find out something. God loves you. And he knows, but he wants you to take what's that in part of you that's like, I don't like it, and I don't like my affliction, and I like wandering, and I have bitterness, and I'm down, I'm downcast, I'm down. And what the Lord wants you to do is say, don't let that rule the day. Call to mind the hope we have in the Lord,
Let that rule the day. And you will find a new beginning every single day. Oh, that's just, how fresh is that? Okay, look, I like pizza, but you know what I don't like pizza from? 6 months ago, okay? So you guys, it's not, I like right out of the oven. Yeah, baby. Get it? All right. Take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. This is really important stuff, so I don't want to, by any means, fail to communicate it. So I'm going to kind of run it back through so you can follow it and just pick up on a point or two. As they rode, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, there's some water. Why can't I be baptized?" "You can," Philip answered, "if you believe with all your heart." And the eunuch replied, "I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God." So he can, right? So he ordered the carriage to stop, and they went down to the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away. The eunuch never saw him again, but went on his way rejoicing. And I want to just – this, and then I got one more point. That's why I split it up this way. Here's the thing, and I know it's ridiculous to say, but I'm going to say it to you, and it's important for you to recognize. There's a lot of trials going on right now in the world, in your life, in your family, in different people's lives. I understand it happens for me too, okay? I got a daughter who's going through the mill. I got a son who's recovering from COVID. You know, you've got all these things going on and people that we love having a hard time going through the up and the down. And you know there's a lot of that stuff going on. I understand. But there is another part of me that also understands this text. The eunuch never saw him again but went on his way rejoicing. Why was he rejoicing? Because he's saved. That's why. And all the stuff that we go through, it's a drag. It's like, but there is coming this moment where the fullness of the redemption, of the salvation that's been granted to us by grace, received by faith from the Father through the Son and by the Holy Spirit, we're going to get the fullness of that. We'll be dancing on streets of gold. There won't be any more pain. There won't be any more sorrow. There won't be any more memory of all of the ridiculousness, and it will be awesome. And if that's not a reason to rejoice, then we have lost our mind. We're going through a difficult spot, and not every spot's difficult, let's at least be honest, but if you're going through it for 60, 70, 80, 90, or 100 years, it has its moments. But there is a salvation that is eternal, that doesn't have a limit to the number, and this is, and I still say that what Rick Warren wrote in the Purpose-Driven Life, that first page is the best page of the entire book. You know, your life is like a 1/16th or 1/32nd of an inch on a 100-mile-long piece of tape. That's what this life is. And it's important for us to understand that we have a cause for rejoicing. And for all of the pain and the sorrow, there's nobody that ought to rejoice more than us.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for our last trivia question. You better get ready because it might be a challenging one. It's one of these three. What was the name of the forbidden tree of the Garden of Eden? Was it A, the tree of orange juice, B, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, or C, the tree of law, justice, and revenge?
The tree of orange juice sounds really good, actually.
Actually, that does sound pretty good. If I go to the gym, I might have to have an orange juice. The tree of orange juice, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, or the tree of law and justice and revenge? Which of those three trees is the tree?
That last tree sounds very tough.
Doesn't it? It sounds like, yikes. I wouldn't touch that tree. Anyway, if you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483, as well as you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I do got to make one comment about people that are sending material in, just so you can know. I know that the spell checks, and when you do like a voice dictation, it doesn't always work. So don't worry, especially like on Sinai. People are like, wait, I didn't mean to say that. It's like, it's okay. I know. I have that happen so often now. I think I put it in my text things. It's like, this is being verbally spoken, so it'll probably all be wrong.
You do put that in.
Because it's just like, I don't even care anymore. Okay, I got just a couple jokes. I got to tell them because I don't get to tell my jokes very often. You're just going to have to put up with it. This is what I like, and so you guys have to put up with that kind of stuff too. And so this is, I think, a pretty funny joke. So there's two of them. We'll just go with them. Ready? All right. Two barber shops were in a red-hot competition. One put up a sign advertising haircuts for $7. His competitor put up a sign that read, "We repair $7 haircuts." See, gotta think. see, so the one guy had $7. That was, we repair.
That's really good.
That's not bad. This is funny. You got to think about it, right? During a training exercise, an Army unit was late for afternoon inspection. "Where are those camouflage trucks?" the irate colonel barked. "They're here somewhere," replied the sergeant, "but we can't find them." Because they're camouflage.
Offer a succotash.
That's a Daffy Ducker. That's a good one. All right, those for the jokes. Okay. That was funny, though. Camouflage trucks, where are they? Don't know. Can't find them. Let's see.
I like the $7 one.
That's funny. Yeah, all right. I have another joke, but I just can't tell if I should tell. It's so funny,
just
but it's so ridiculous. All right, so you have to do your part of this, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a knock-knock, and then you give the normal, don't stop, normal response to the knock-knock joke and take your time with it. Okay, so knock-knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
The who?
Interrupting cow.
I don't get it, Dave.
You got to go interrupting cow.
Oh, interrupting cow.
Boo, 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 boo. See. So the person goes, come on. The person goes, interrupting cow, boo. Then you go, boo, 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 boo.
Yeah, the train wheel now.
Come on. That is hilarious. Okay. Noel thought, man, you need help, Dave.
Thank you, Noel. So it's not just me.
No. Yeah. But moo, 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 moo. I thought that's funny. All right, here we go. Back to the text. All right, so I already told you, what's the forbidden tree in the garden? Is it the tree of orange juice, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, or the tree of law, injustice, and revenge? So here's the part that I want you to catch, and I'm not even going to make this complex. I've already made it as clear as I can. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 33. It says this, humility first, honor second. Let me just say what it says. The fear of the Lord is the instruction for wisdom, and before honor comes humility. So Jesus came how? He came as a person, right? How much humility is that? God becoming man, much more dramatic than man becoming an ant. I mean, just phenomenally, you know, lights out way past that. But Jesus, the first time he came in humility. Next time he comes, it will be in honor. What we tend to forget as we are following in the path of Jesus Christ, that the present walk has a little bit more to do with humility than honor. But at the second coming, via a rapture or via whatever that is for a personalized second coming, which is my way of saying if it's personal for you or if it's corporate, whatever the case may be, there is honor that will come after. So this part of the walk, this 60, 70, 80, 90 years, is the humility, and the glorification is the honor, and you walk in the reflection of Jesus Christ. It's glory by glory. So for now, as we go through it, it's kind of what Jesus said to John the Baptist, almost like for the sake of righteousness, just do the baptism kind of thing. Like for the sake of doing this right before the Lord, just go through it. Try not to be full of anxiety in it, and I'll tell you why, because the scripture says, you know, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that he might exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. In 1 Peter 5, anxiety is connected to humility. And so when you operate in genuine humility, you can cast your care onto him because you don't have to control everything. You don't have to be in charge of everything. You can yield it. And that's what he wants you to do. So you won't have to be filled with anxiety. But in this beginning part, you're going to have to walk in tremendous humility. This is what it is. And one day we're going to reign with him and we'll be existing in tremendous honor. But for right now, you got to go through it. You think, well, why is that? I can't tell you what the express perfect element there from the Lord is, other than he pronounced you to be like Jesus, and now he's making you look like Jesus. And that's okay. And instead of us complaining about it, which we do, we should just be like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help me to remember that this is about what you're doing in me and not just what I get out of it. And that's a problem, I think, because some people, myself included for many years, kept thinking, what am I getting out of it? And it's like, it's not what am I getting out of it. It's what I'm putting, what I'm giving into him, or am I giving into him? And it's like, in some areas, and in some areas, not quite as well, right? And what do we say? I'm a mess, but I'm God's mess, right? But that's okay. So my encouragement to have a real fresh start is an everyday attitude, literally an every single day attitude, that you humble yourself before the Lord, say, thank you for this next day, let's go.
And that's every day, Dave.
Every day. Can you imagine how much less garbage we would keep if we did that? Like, I'm done. Yesterday's, I can't do anything about that. Here I am today. Let's go, God. Yay. Okay. What was the name of the forbidden tree in the garden? It was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The orange juice sounded good. It was not the right answer. All right, so tomorrow we've got some super-duper teachings, got a lot of things going on. We definitely need prayer as a ministry, so please be praying for us financially, but also sustaining, just the strength for both Dynamite D and myself to just keep going and going and going and going. We could use your prayers. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, taking a 22-and-a-half-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then. Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.